Here we go. Leanne Hanifin. Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM.
You will hear him every single Saturday here on 98FM between 8am and 11am as the host of Saturday Breakfast. And it's also coming into a very busy time for our very own Carl Dawson, who is here.
Good afternoon, Leanne Hanifin. How are you?
It's wonderful to have you here.
It's great to be here as my first time as a guest on your show.
This is very true. This is the first time that this has happened. An absolute pleasure. Now, I hear whispers that you have a brand new show coming up, which we're going to talk about in a few minutes because I'm eyeing up a little bag that you have in front of you.
So before I came in this morning, because I was originally supposed to be on at 20 past 10 and the traffic was horrendous and I could not get here, and I said to myself, what can you do for Leanne Hanifin to put a smile on her face? So I said, I'd get her first Christmas gift of the season.
That makes me sound materialistic.
No, it doesn't. Well, it kind of does. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it to sound like that. It does. But here you go. Merry Christmas. That is for you. Now, you have to open it now.
Okay.
You have to
this
open it now because it's related to
you...
to something you do.
Oh, is it?
Yes. It's not a block of Kerrygold. Don't worry yourself.
Oh, well, then I've lost all kind of ideas.
It's in the
wrapped in lovely like Christmas gifts in November. Yeah. Listen. Oh, my goodness.
Get that
unraveling.
Get that rustling on the radio. There you go. Now look at that.
No! Oh my goodness, I love them so much. So this is a Christmas decoration that I can put on my tree.
Yeah.
And it's headphones.
It's golden headphones.
Golden DJ headphones, because I am a DJ. Carl, that's gorgeous.
It's a lovely little thing.
Oh, you are so kind. Listen, speaking of Christmas as well, because I have a bone to pick with you. I think you were the first person I saw with your Christmas tree up.
Yeah, and I, do you know what?
Weeks ago.
Yeah, but karma got me because I got the Christmas tree and we got one with the pre-lit Christmas lights on it.
Oh, yeah, go.
Put it up, decorated it, and I went to put it on during the day and half the lights were broken.
Oh, you're joking.
So I had to strip the tree, take it down, put it back in the box, which is impossible, by the way.
Yeah.
And then bring it back and get a new
one. Was this a brand new Christmas tree that you had only bought?
Brand new.
People always have the debate of like the lights on, you know, that you
and
do yourself manually.
And then there was the investigation in the house and going, who was near that tree? Who touched it? I didn't touch it. It wasn't me. So
probably was me. Put the blame on anyone else.
But yes, I love Christmas.
You love Christmas as well. And a very good friend of yours also loves Christmas and likes to star in a pantomime every single year, Dame Stuffy. I mean, what can we say about her? How would you describe the wonder that is Dame Stuffy?
Carefully. That's how I describe her.
She's very
feisty, that Dame Stuffy. Yeah. She's a busy season coming up. She's doing. She's at the Axis Ballymun doing the panto from the 18th of December. And then back in the Ambassador Theatre on the 27th of December.
Yes.
With her band doing a big kind of Christmas cabaret thing as well. So she's out and about. She's spreading herself far and wide.
Good, as she does. And you can get tickets for all of those as well online at the moment. But Carl, to you right now, because you have a brand new show that is coming up as well. It's called Swinging to Broadway. It's happening at the Axis Ballymun, which we already just mentioned there, the 29th of November this month. So tell us all about it, the inspiration, what we can expect.
Well, I did this show years ago. And it wasn't exactly this show, but I used to do a lot of shows with a band. And for years after that, Dame Stuffy kind of took over and I've been doing that a lot. And anytime I do a Dame Stuffy show, you know, people say to me, why don't you do a Carl show anymore? I want to hear you singing. And you know, I'm like, well, you hear me singing as Dame Stuffy, but they think it's different. Very multiple personalities, me. So I said, I do this show. And also an inspiration to do it was that my Nana is 90.
Wow.
She was 90 this year.
Oh.
And she's always at me to do a show for her and her pals. So I said, you know what? I do a show for you. And that happens. So happens on the night that the show is on, it's the 50th anniversary of the local church.
Okay.
So none of them are coming.
Oh, no.
I was like, so you're choosing Jesus over me? And she said, dead right, because I'll see him probably before I see you now.
Oh, would you stop?
No, so that's what's happening. So she's actually, she's very busy woman, 90 years old. She's going to both.
Listen, the social life is at her peak right now. I was going to ask if she had a front row seat, but front row seat in the church.
that was the reason I want to do it. I love the music of Broadway. I love the Rat Pack. I love swing music. It's not done as much as it used to be done or should be done anymore. So I've got a great band with me. And it's just going to be a night of fun. I've got a few special guests on the show. It's going to be just a bit of fun.
Lovely. A full
kick
night
off the Christmas season.
And that's it, exactly. Where can people get tickets for it?
On the Axis Ballymun website is where you can find tickets. And if you want to come swinging with us at the end of November, that's not the way it was supposed to sound. please
different
do come along. Yeah,
different kind.
Not the fun kind.
No. So that's
where you can find us, and it's going to be great.
It sounds amazing. Yeah. Incredible music, like you say, some Broadway favourites, a night full of sparkle, laughter, unforgettable tunes, the whole lot. Swinging to Broadway, it is coming to the Access Ballymun on the 29th of November. Carl, the best of luck. I can't wait to hear all about it.
Leanne Hanifin on 98 FM. The 98 FM Lowdown.
And she is back from Las Vegas, Showbiz Shannon. She was catching up with all the celebrities at BravoCon. Did you have a great time? How was it?
I literally had a ball. I cannot believe I was in Las Vegas this time yesterday. Like, what the hell?
That's true.
It's mental.
She's a jet setter and rubbing shoulders with celebs. Oh. Did you see and meet everyone that you wanted to see and meet?
Yes, I seen every single person that I wanted to see. It was like a dream come true. I couldn't believe I was in the presence of all of these people from my favourite reality shows.
And on the red carpet as well, the glamour of it all.
Well, it was actually a blue carpet,
oh,
if we want.
Excuse me, blue carpet.
So over 150 Bravo celebrities from shows like The Real Housewives, Vanderpump Rules, Below Deck and The Valley, to name a few, were all in attendance. I got to chat to Andy Cohen, the man behind all of the drama.
And of course, we were talking last week saying, who do you want to meet the most? And that was the man on the list. And I saw the clip then go out on our Instagram. We're at 98 FM Dublin. And I was like, she did it.
She got him. But he was the top one on my list. And he was like the first person on the red carpet. And I wouldn't mind, Leanne, but there was no announcement. He literally just slipped by me. I missed him. And then I had to run down the carpet to try and catch him again.
Like, that's showbiz, baby.
It literally was. Erica Jane from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills was there as well. Oh my God, it was just mad seeing her. She is stunning. Whoever does her face, I want to know all of the details. Jennifer Tilly, Daisy Kellier from Below Deck as well. She's an Irish girlo. Mm-hmm. Got to chat to her. And I even got to give Kathy Hilton a bag of hunky dories.
What?
Yeah. Because if you remember her iconic phrase in Beverly Hills, who is hunky dory?
Oh, gas.
And everyone was like, oh, Kathy, no, stop, give it a rest.
So
love.
Did you bring over a singular bag of hunky dories to give to her?
I brought over four bags just in case they didn't travel well.
And just in case you needed a snack.
You know yourself, I love me Tayo Cribs. But I got to give them to her and she was like, oh my God, everyone has been sending me these Cribs.
Oh, wow. Yeah. She's like a brand ambassador for hunky dories now.
To be honest, I need to be a brand ambassador for Tayo at this stage.
Make it happen.
I also got to catch up with Lisa Barlow from The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, and she is currently doing vocal lessons and is working on new music. So I asked her, is there any Irish artist on her radar?
The Corrs, I die for them. Go on, leave me breathless. You know what? There's one, I usually have my hair straight, and there's one of the girls on the Corrs, one of the singers, that everyone when I was younger would say I look just like her. And I was like, thank you so much.
She's gunning for a place in the Corrs, isn't she?
She literally is. And she actually is low-key the image of Andrea from the Corrs.
Yeah, I can see it all right. That would be funny. Them doing like a
and her singing as well. Yeah. Like, I wasn't expecting it. It was great. I also caught up with The Real Housewives of New Jersey, and they went on their cast trip to Ireland last year, and it was absolute chaos. But they butchered the phrase Solange. So I had to teach him how to say it right.
I was saying it wrong the whole time. I was like, Solange, Salak, Salami. I forget the words we were saying. What's the cheers? Slancha.
Slanching.
Shalom. Slancha.
Did I slay it? Did I slay it? Did I say slancha?
Someone say salami.
Salami and Solange and everything.
Solange wash. Oh my goodness.
They got there in the end. It was good crack. But we also have a lot to look forward to, Leanne, because it was also announced that Vicky Gunn-Valson is coming back for The Real Housewives of Orange County season 20.
Oh my goodness, 20 seasons.
I know, and she is the OG and I'm so obsessed because she is fabulous. Andy also revealed that they have the new cast for The Real Housewives of New York, and we have two new shows on the way, The Real Housewives of Rhode Island and The Real Housewives Ultimate Road Trip.
Beep beep. Is the aim for The Real Housewives franchise to have one in every single state in America?
Well, at this stage,
they're nearly there.
But I did ask Andy, does he want a Real Housewives of Ireland? And he did say yes. So hopefully they come here.
We would love that. Quickly though, before you go, Showbiz Shannon, you were at something very exciting last night. Give us the reviews. What are we thinking?
So the preview screening of Wicked for Good, okay? Mm-hmm. I seen it. I have my own thoughts. But the reviews are in. Okay. One critic wrote, as the lyrics of the title song suggests, a change for good does not necessarily mean a change for the better.
Okay.
And then another wrote, wicked for good, sure, but not quite wicked for great.
Oh, okay. Yes.
It is currently at 71% on Rotten Tomatoes, which is a 6.8 out of 10 rating.
It's not the worst, but maybe it could be better.
As far as sequels go, you know yourself, they never hit as good as the first one.
This is true. It's out in cinemas on Friday, so you can be the judge of that when it comes out. Showbiz Shannon, thank you for bringing us all the goss this morning on 98FM.
Leanne Hanifin, weekdays from 10 a.m. on 98FM.